Hello everybody, just let some more people filter in the room, give it a wee minute or two. All right man, we're 1 minute over, let's go. How's things, Lil D?
Yeah, good here. It's been storming all day, so it's been kind of cozy.
Nice. Yeah. Where in the world are you from?
I'm in the US. I sort of split time between Texas and New York, so
yeah.
At the moment, I'm down in Texas where it's hot but raining.
Hot and raining, just a bit late. I've travelled back to Scotland today, and it's welcome to Scotland weather. Pretty brutal. We got the purpose of tonight's call or today's call, wherever you are in the world, is we will be chatting about the Juno Charter departments and nominees. And I think the plan for tonight was we were potentially going to get some of them up to introduce themselves to the community.
Yeah, that's right. Just to give the community a chance to hear from the nominees, who can make it. I know this was kind of on short notice, so thanks to everyone for joining us and for all of the presenters today. So it's just for 3 to 5 minutes, maybe, just to present yourself. Your interest in Juno, how you got involved, and what you would like to do on the department.
It was a bit of a short notice. I just wanted to, like, while we were fresh on it and it was on Commonwealth, it was best to just get the space up and going ASAP so we can move on ahead, keep the ball rolling and get it on chain as well. I know a lot of people are at Cosmoverse and such as well, so yeah, I do appreciate everyone coming on as well, taking the time. I do see a couple of nominees here, but I'll let you run through any high level of, like, maybe just talk about how you did the process of nominees, how they entered, and did you see much engagement? Talk a little bit about that, and then we'll give the others a chance if they want to come up and say hello, and what they intend to do, and what department they're interested in. We'll go from there.
Yeah, so we put up the Juno Charter proposal, and then following that, I put up the department nomination forms. And so people basically self-nominated themselves for these positions, and they are who will be running. There was a deadline of the 29th of September at 2100 UTC, and there was one nominee who fell outside of that. So they aren't eligible. But one thing we had discussed at the Constitution call on Sunday about these elections is that there may still be an opportunity to get involved later on. So if that person, who I believe was Ryan, but they didn't have any social media accounts attached to that, so I'm not sure who they are exactly in the community. But if that person still wants to be involved, once the charter is up and running and the departments are going, there are still two seats open on development, and it may be possible for them to get involved through that.
Yeah, awesome. Mr. Hartnell's arrived as well. Just invite him up to have a say hello. He's been busy the past couple of weeks. It's nice to have him on. Let's let him get added now. Yeah, I lost my train of thought there. Yeah, just looking at the nominees, so operations looked pretty busy, don't it? This will be interesting. Community relations, yeah, we have a couple interested in the comms world. And development department seems to be lacking as well. So, yeah, there's still places available. So what happens if the charter goes live and we have these members, these nominees become members, but there's still room for more? What's the ideal process for that, Lodi?
So the process that we discussed on Sunday's call for this would be that the people who would want to fill those seats would contact the departments, and those departments would then make recommendations to the council to add them on. And that way the community can still veto it if they don't agree with that person being added. But ultimately, it kind of simplifies that process and keeps us from having to keep running these elections.
That exactly, good point, because it gets them actually operating straight off, and then it can everybody can self-organize then, which I do like that idea. Welcome, Jake Hartnell. How are you, fella?
Verse.
I know you are. What have you been up to?
Data V2.5 basically done. So just getting the final sign off. That'll hopefully be done this week. And then we'll have token factory DAOs and new and improved NFT DAOs and a couple of other like small improvements. So I think it's gonna be pretty sick. Awesome. And also been catching up on mesh stuff, the final piece. PR has been added for the slashing stuff. So that's really exciting. Now we can like move forward with the next phases of mesh security. I was going to tweet out about that, sometime today or tomorrow. But yeah, just been trying to like wrap these things up.
Quality, mate. Data, yeah, I knew you'd have been busy.
Mesh security have been a long time coming. So I'm really looking forward to those being live. And token factory DAOs, they're going to be sick, especially with the new drip module.
Yes, can't wait for
someone to try that.
We should have a chat after some time when I get a bit of time as well, mate. Get a good proper catch up with you, man. That sounds amazing, mate. Well done.
I can't really hear you. I'm not sure if it's my internet or if there's just silence.
Let me do a mic check.
Thinking about what it means that Mesh is going to be here soon.
Can anyone?
It has to go through an audit, but we're getting close.
Give me a little thumbs up, Lodi, if you can hear me okay.
I can hear you okay. I think Jake maybe can't hear you. I don't...
Yeah, might be the case. Jake, can you hear me now? If not, maybe Lodi can tell him to leave and come back on. It usually works.
I'm not sure if other people... Highlander, you still there?
Yeah, he can't hear me, man. I'll just ping him on Telegram now. Just tell me to leave, come back. Lodi, are you hearing Jake?
I am hearing Jake. I don't know if Jake is hearing me.
Drop back down and rejoin because I can't hear anybody.
He's doing it. He's sussed it out. Yeah, there's nothing worse than that, man. Talking to yourself. Cool, he's just requested back.
So I'll just say, kind of while we're waiting here, that the plan is for the elections to go up basically at the same time as the charter, so that the community is voting on all of this all at once and not having to come back and do it in stages over and over. Whenever we have the charter ready to go, we'll get the election nomination proposals up as well.
Okay. Jake, just do a little check. Yeah, you've given us love hearts. I presume you can hear us now. But we got everything you said, mate. That sounds awesome. I just wanted to ask quickly, what do you need to do yourself and the other DAO members to get, if charter goes on chain, the proposal goes up, is there anything in the background you guys need to do to tweak all these sub DAOs? Is there much work involved in this?
Yeah, there's a little bit of work, but we got it. Already been chatting with Reese. We have all the treasury migration stuff, like mostly kind of done. Migration of Core One accounts to the vesting smart contracts controlled by community, basically done. That can be in a new software upgrade as soon as the charter is like approved. There's a lot of work to do, but we'll be sure to test things on testnet.
Amazing. Okay, cool. I'm seeing a couple of the nominees here. I've invited you up to speak because no doubt we will get Lil Del to introduce you guys as well. But, you know, don't be shy. If you want to be part of the departments and the charter, you're going to have to speak up anyway. So now's your chance. So, like I say, I see Tony in the crowd. I know he's there. I know Poraburo is here. There's a few others. Lildy, I don't know if you want to maybe shout out or we go through the process of like the list you gave me here. Do that first, and if we come across a name who's actually in the call, we can just invite them up then. How's that sound?
Yeah, that works. So we there are three departments: operations, community relations, and development. In the operations department, we have four nominees: Crypto Tank, Panos, Schweinebacke, and Max Wolford. And I see Max, I see Panos, and I see I thought I saw Crypto Tank earlier.
So did I. Okay. Right. Who's up first then? Max Wolford. I can't see his name. Has he got a different name on this?
I just sent out invitations to speak.
Oh, yeah, you're co-hosting. That's great, mate. Yeah, cool. Excellent. Operations department, let's talk about what the tasks involved quickly before they got up to speak. So, you know, it's a busy nominee list. What were the main priorities for this department?
So operations is kind of a catch-all department at the moment. It's basically all of Juno's non-technical core work. So this includes the delegations program. It includes the tokens that were received as part of previous Juno Growth Fund deals and stuff like that, including the DAO stake tokens. So operations kind of has an open-ended mandate in some sense, but it is basically all of the non-technical core work that we want to see kind of being thought about there and being worked on.
Awesome. Thanks for answering. Okay, Max Wolford, first of all, welcome to the call. I don't believe I've spoke to you before, so my pleasure to have you on here. And yeah, just give us a little 5-minute briefing on what you plan to do if you join the operations department. Oh, he's just requested again.
And also who you are, or, you know, feel free to share information about yourself and, you know, why.
Absolutely.
You're
all right, Max. Did you get that what I said there? I think I just added you as I was rambling on. But yeah, welcome to the call. And yeah, just give us a little intro yourself and what your ambitions are on the operations department. Thanks for coming on.
Can everyone hear me?
Yep, you're all good.
All right, there we go. Thanks for having me on. My name's Max Wolford. I'm from Portland, Oregon. I like to run, garden, cook, and play music. I'm also a researcher, analyst, and a DAO contributor. Research is at the heart of my motivation and modus operandi. My educational backgrounds in neurogenetics and biochemistry and complex systems and emergent phenomena have long been a focus of my interests. Outside the blockchain world, I'm a technology analyst studying emerging technologies, both on the hardware and software side, and I design portfolio strategies to capitalize on disruption. Previously, I've worked operations at a startup design and manufacturing firm, contributing to every department, and I'm accustomed to wearing many hats. So a little bit about what I'm doing now. I'll start by explaining that my values are highly aligned with permissionlessness and decentralized nature of public blockchains. I'm an advocate for the commons, and I believe that public goods can be built and managed by the communities which rely on them. And I see public blockchains as a pivotal mechanism in seeing this happen in both an egalitarian and non-extractive manner. In this vein, I've been helping to build PDX DAO, where I'm a core contributor, architecting the DAO structure and designing the operation systems, amongst other roles. And I'll explain a bit about what PDX DAO is, hopefully not to shill it, but to highlight that number one, my thinking is aligned with the core values of Juno and the Cosmos ecosystem writ large. And two, that I'm currently working on problems similar to what Juno and other Cosmos chains are facing regarding DAO design and operations. So PDX DAO is an in-real-life DAO in Portland, Oregon, with two primary and parallel initiatives. Number one, we're developing strategies to support public commons organizations in Portland through either financial means, providing them with coordination tools, or bringing them fully on-chain by connecting them to developers and funding opportunities for building bespoke end user applications with exquisite product market fit. And this meshes with the second initiatives, where we're doing this while developing it as an exportable modular framework for other city DAOs to quickly spin up permissionless, maximally decentralized, and capture-resistant DAOs for experimenting with public goods, maintenance, with their own local flavor. The idea is that a bespoke implementation in one town could be rapidly deployed globally to solve identical or analogous problems, with local experts capable of tweaking the solution to solve the problem in the way that their community faces it. And in the reverse, your local city DAO could benefit from the experiments of city DAOs all over the world attempting to solve problems that exist in your town. And I believe in this way, city DAOs can become a sort of brick and mortar for the deployment and troubleshooting of Web3 end user applications while supporting public goods. But to do so effectively, they must adequately embody and exercise the values of permissionlessness and decentralization. And this is currently the core of my research. So now I'll quickly outline a couple of my guiding principles in DAO operation design, touching on decentralization, permissionlessness, and rivalrousness. Decentralization is critical, but must be implemented balancing the short-term and long-term needs of the DAO. The longer it takes to maximally decentralize a DAO, the harder it is, but progressive decentralization is absolutely possible with an actionable. Conversely, starting maximally decentralized can lead to slower growth, but the permissionlessness nature of decentralization can also yield greater experimentation and thus more robust growth in the long term. Permissionlessness, as just mentioned, is critical to achieve the experimental capabilities that allow DAOs to outcompete more rigid traditional organizational structures. It allows for initiatives to be developed in parallel and DAOs, even large ones, to pivot quickly or take on multiple forms. Rage quitting and forking are critical primitives to encourage coordination and collaborative behavior, as are optimistically rivalrous mechanisms necessary to enable new initiatives to gain traction and prevent incumbent participants and initiatives from becoming stale. Rivalrous mechanisms support anti-capture and help ensure that permissionlessness stays enshrined, which in turn supports an organization's degree of decentralization. Together, these values, when implemented in mechanism design, I think can create a flywheel of self-reinforcement, ensuring that DAOs stay robust in both their ability to experiment and to execute without relying on the contributions of any one individual or DAO component. And this is something that I'm hoping to see built and experimented on with Juno and other chains in the interchain. And I'll just finish by saying that knowing a bit about some of the folks on this chat, it excites me to know that whomever is elected, Juno operations will be served by competent and motivated individuals. So thanks everyone for being here. Thanks for your time and consideration. Long live the interchain, long live Juno.
Well said, Max. Nice to hear from you, mate. Yeah, like you say, the operations department seems to be full of a lot of keen members like yourself. But I do like your approach of the DAO structure, and it's very interesting. Jake, have you got anything you'd like to touch on that?
Oh, I love your involvement with city DAOs. That's great. We need more things like that, for sure. Very relevant experience. Good to hear.
Thank you.
And Lil D, what any comments on that one?
No, that was great. I enjoyed hearing that. Thanks for sharing, Max.
Thank you very much. And Max, what's the best place, if anyone wants to get in contact with you, is it just Twitter's the best place to get a hold of you, no doubt?
Twitter is probably the go-to. I've got a same handle on Discord, I think, but I'm on Twitter most of the time, so pop into my DMs if you got any questions. If you want to, I post to my Twitter occasionally, but you can also find me on PDX DAO as well if you want to follow there. We've got some Mirror XYZ posts that explain more about what sort of our values are and the kind of things we're doing.
Awesome. And what I'll do, as soon as this call's finished, I'll try and get hold of everyone's tag so I can post on if anybody wants to keep in touch with any of the nominees. I think that's a good idea. Right, okay, excellent. So we're going to move on. Do we have Shwaini Baki? Sorry if I pronounced that wrong. But do we have him in the room, Lil D?
I don't think so.
Okay, we'll give him the opportunity anyway. Right, okay, we're moving on. So we have the fifth one that you mentioned was... Sorry, go on, you were going to say something.
Yeah, I was just going to say, for Schweinebuck, they do have a post on the Commonwealth thread, which includes their motivation, interest, and background. So just kind of scrolling through it, they studied economics, worked in finance and controlling, and have gotten into sort of the DAO culture and blockchain stuff. So you can read that more thoroughly. It's 4 or 5 paragraphs.
Yes, I will post the 3 separate department links on the chat so people can refer back to this as well. Yeah, I'm just looking through that as well. That's quite good, actually. Okay, for that will be the other nominations that we did mention was CryptoTank, Panos, this gentleman in Syntox, Max Wolford, who we were just chatting to, and the anonymous Ryan, who can come back at a later date if he's still interested. Also, we're going to move on now to Community Relations Department has 2 nominees in there. Dragon Monk 111. Don't see him in the call, I don't think. But we do have Tony, who's requesting now.
Yeah, and before we go to Community Relations, I said Panos because that's who I know him on Discord as, but Semigod is also running for operations. So if he wants to say something as well, he can.
Hi guys.
How are you doing? You're right. Is this the same person or is it a different Twitter handle?
No, it's
handle?
The same person with a different Twitter handle.
Got you, Panos. Right, okay, man. Sorry, I've skipped ahead there.
Don't worry.
Same question goes for you, my friend. Fire on ahead, please.
Hi guys. For anyone who doesn't know me, I'm Panos. I've been around in the crypto market since almost the beginning. I'm a long-term investor in the biggest Cosmos projects, and we are hoping that we bring back Juno where it belongs, take it out of the swamp it is the past months, and take it ahead to glory. My main advantage is that I'm a very good problem solver when it comes to difficult circumstances, and a very good coordinator in terms of managing groups of people and difficult situations to find a solution. I'm a part of the cybernetics group. I'm actually one of the moderators. We are here to assist not only Juno, but mainly Juno and some other chains in the Cosmos environment, and not only Cosmos. We consist of investors. We have backgrounds of many other industries, financial and not only. And we are here to assist any way we can the blockchain to move forward and leave behind us all the shadows we had the past months and years. Our main goal is to help with the communications of the community, since we have a very well-established network in the social media, marketing, etc. And we have proven ourselves until now, the past months, getting a validator in the top 10 within very little time. And validator consisting of mainly of our people, the Greek community, and not taking up a lot of outsiders, let's say big whales or others. So we have a group of people been here for Juno, been here for the blockchain, and we would like to be part of the departments to help in any way we can to move forward.
Thanks a lot. I'm okay to refer you to Panos in this case.
Yeah, it's Panos.
That's great, man. What you guys have done recently has been awesome on Juno. I've seen you crawl up the ranks, and yeah, strong community, and I think it's great. Like, and Tony's part of Cybernetics as well, or is Tony part of the Greek group? I can't remember. There's that many communities that I'm getting mixed up with these days. But yeah, he's part of Cybernetics as well, isn't he?
Yeah, he's one of the guys we have in the community, one of our Cybernetics group. He's the one that has done a very great job in other projects already, so he's going to speak for himself afterwards.
Yes. Awesome. And what would your main challenges be being like operations department? You know, what is the main goal you reckon, or the main responsibility you see it doing going forward?
Actually, diving deep into all the situations that need to be solved and structure everything from scratch, creating guidelines, how we're going to move forward step by step, because I think we need solid foundations in order to change all this situation, bring it our way, and build a solid foundation, and then get this building as high as it should be.
Yeah, and I see one of the, like, the, you know, it goes for everybody and it's nominating for this role, is like, you know, one of the main things I see is business development. If you get any ideas behind, like, business development on, you know?
You mean as a code?
Yeah, just like driving, you know, driving new projects and, you know, how do we structure that? Where do we go forward and, like, you know, being an attractive chain for developers to come and build on, you know. I suppose this is part of the operations department to try and kind of maybe say streamline a process for Juno to, you know, stand out.
Yeah, in our community we have big very good developers and big investors from other projects and also the normal markets apart from blockchain. So we have some guidelines to follow regarding how to make this project appealing to new investors, to new big investors actually, and how to help from inside the coding or any way other that needs to be fixed. So I think we have some ideas of how to build this thing from the ground again.
The ground up, yeah. Awesome. Well, yeah, Panos, thanks for if any of the co-host and Jake here have got anything they'd like to comment on this now. But yeah, I'm totally buzzing about this so far.
Yeah, I'm just stoked. We have a lot of really great candidates. This is awesome.
Yeah, 100%, man. Right, okay, so thanks, Panos, and thanks, Max, for coming up on the call so far. Since we're keeping it cybernetics, let's have Tony up, and we'll move on to our next department, which will be community relations. Lil D, I'll stop there in case you need to jump in.
Yep, I just wanted to sort of remind everyone that so for operations department there are going to be four nominees and there are four open seats, so each nominee is basically running uncontested, and what that means is that if someone is rejected, that is if a no vote prevails, then that seat will remain open. For the community relations department, we have two nominees and one open seat, and so what will happen is that whoever has the highest overall approval, which is going to be the turnout multiplied by the approval rate, that nominee will be considered successful for the appointment.
Thank you very much for that information. I'd like to welcome to the stage then Tony from Cybernetics, who's looking to join as a nominee for the Community Relations Department, which effectively will General Communications will become this department. So Tony, hi. Well, how are you doing, fella?
Hi guys, what's up?
Yeah, I'm all good, man. I'm keen to hear everybody here and what their story is. So yeah, same question goes for yourself, different department, you know, what got you involved, what made you interested? Yeah, just show your way, man.
Okay. Let's say some things about myself first. I'm Tony. I'm from Greece, and I've been working as a public safety professional for the last 5 years. I've been involved in Web3 since 2021, learning from a fantastic mentor and managing several Web3 roles along the way. I've been a secret network coordinator in Greece for over 1 year, was part of the Chihuahua community DAO, which no longer exists, but I still contribute voluntarily, and now I'm very active with Nolus. I believe I have the experience to contribute to the community relations department, as pretty much every Web3 role I've ever held has been around communications. To be honest, I don't have any formal degree in communications or marketing or some related field. But what I do possess is a Juno bug, a bug of Juno, and of course, a strong determination to help with all my powers to turn the situation of Juno around. And I believe that's something everyone in this space wants as well. Last but not least, I think that my role in cybernetics would allow me to express their opinion in the department. Some cybernetics appeared out of nowhere 6 months ago when might have been the worst times of Juno, when everyone fought Juno on Twitter, the price crashed like crazy. But we managed to become a top 10 validator in less than 6 months, and keeping the Juno community vibrant. So, I think that this and the fact that cybernetics want to bring investors from the classical markets and some new partnerships in Juno, I think they deserve to have someone to represent them in the community relations department. I think that's all. Thank you.
Yeah, I love that, Tony. I mean, one of the objectives at Juno, the current Juno Communications, is to bring new members in. You know, that involves investors, anybody. You know, we are here to spread the word. You know what I mean? It's whatever's happening on Juno, we're only here to tell the story of it. Simple as that. And yeah, I think it's, personally, I think it'd be a good addition, because I look at cybernetics and I see it growing fast. There's obviously a community behind it. You know, this is what it's all about. So yeah, I hope to see.
I think it's a good model for other communities as well, other international communities. Like, you guys have really rallied the Greek community behind Juno, and we need to teach other communities to do that.
Yes, yes. We are me, Vasilis, and Panos, who run this. And
Hold on, guys. One second. I think Jake's got the Twitter bug again, man, where he's not hearing everybody because he got a bit of crosstalk there. Oh, man. It's no good for Jake, this Twitter space. It's been rugging him every time. One second, let him add him again. Hey, Jake, mate. Yeah, you got a bit of crosstalk there. I don't know if it rugged you again, mate. Yes, but yeah, anyway, Tony, like Jake was saying, touched on that. He's absolutely spot on. Use that as a model. Show other communities. Because I liked what you said earlier about when the prices are diving, everybody's flooding Juno. You guys did come out of nowhere. You know, I've been back and forth with you guys talking away, and I've loved it. So, yeah, welcome. Lil D, is there anything else you want to touch on the community relations department? Now, like I said before, this effectively will be general communications merging into this new department. So we already have our members, but yeah, obviously there's some seats there for folks who want to get involved. But if there's anything else you'd like to add to anything I've missed, Lil D, please go ahead.
I think you've covered everything. I will just say that the other nominee is DragonMonk111. And they are here on Twitter. You can enter that DragonMonk111 and their account shows up. And they have a post also on the Commonwealth thread for this. They are a retired Army doctor who's been supporting Juno since the early days. They have experience with validators and some other stuff. So if you want to check out DragonMonk111's post there, you can get familiar with their position as well.
Yeah, just touching on some of the governance stuff as well. So yeah, it's been here from day one, like, so yeah, I would like to catch up with them, definitely. Awesome. Jake, just do a quick mic check. Are you okay? You with us?
Yes, I can hear you again.
I don't know what it does to you, mate, but it doesn't like you from now and again. Right. Is it a good time we should move on to the next department? And obviously, I'm quite happy for the floor to be open up for the remainder of the hour for any community members who would like to ask any nominees. I think that'd be a good idea. You know, if you've got any ideas, any questions behind them, or if you're not sure about what the roles are on the departments, you know, just think of your question and shout it at the end. Feel free to. With that, I will move on to the third department, which will be the development department. Jake, are you going to be sort of part of this one, just quickly? When are you going to be involved in? Are you going to be involved
in development? I'm going to be in the development department, which is where I belong.
Yes, absolutely. Okay, so we have Poroburu from Netadal is nominated for this, and he is here on the call, thankfully. How you doing, mate? Yeah, so let's get him up on stage, man, and introduce yourself, who doesn't know who you are and what you do, and yeah, spill your beans, man.
Oh, hey, I'm Poro. So I've been involved with Juno pretty much since the beginning. I remember voting on the early proposals, and that's how I got the Neta airdrop, and that's how I became a Neta contributor, a Neta DAO contributor. So yeah, I contribute to NetaDAO. I run validators. That's how I got introduced to running validators. Interested in the tech stack of the Cosmos in general, both on like the Cosmos SDK side and Wasm. I keep up to date with a lot of the technical stuff going on. I make some contributions to different projects. Compared to the other members, Reese and Jake, I'm more junior, so perhaps I could give like a perspective of newer developers or people who are learning where like the shortfalls are in like the stack or docs or just engaging with the community. And just reading my post. Yeah, just happy to step up. I love the nerd stuff, so happy to be on the development department.
You missed that you're an active member in Elite Society and you come to all the calls, which I love having you on. Really great. So I think that's a positive thing in your favor. And you've also contributed a PR to Dada, so thank you for that.
This is awesome. Poro, I mean, it's good that Jake just mentioned that we leak society. It's going to be an important thing. Like, you imagine this community of developers solving problems together, building this big, massive dev community. You know, it's the place you should be. Like, you know, you should be around people like Jake and Reese and stuff like that, for sure, if you're a junior, because, yeah, it's where I want to go as well eventually, once he lets me in. So, Poro, thanks for coming up, man. Active Juno community member, also interested in the departments. That's what we want to see. Lil D, anything you'd like to add? There's obviously some spaces on the development side of things. It seems quiet to me. It should be busier. Why is that, do we think?
I think a lot of people feel like, oh, I'm not a good enough dev to be on the development sub-DAO. And I don't think that's the right mentality. I actually think it's really valuable having people that, I mean, obviously you should have some level of familiarity, right? Like, you don't have to be like an expert. You don't have to be Reese. Like, not everyone can be Reese, right?
No.
So, and I think that's also really important, having people that are maybe not the most advanced, right? But can like represent other interests in the community, like beginner developers, and also just serve as that element of like a check and balance on like what we do spend money on and how we communicate that. So I think, you know, if you're interested in the development sub-DAO, you don't have to be like a Reese. There's only one of them.
Well, the good thing is we're junior as well, right? They write good documentation for other junior devs. That's the way I see it. And it's a good way to learn stuff.
I think a big thing, I love how you participate in Elite Society, and that's something we ought to, you know, keep developing and pushing. And, you know, so it's like, you don't have to be like the best coder ever to be on the developer sub-DAO. You just have to be familiar enough and then just engaging. That's the key thing.
Awesome. So yeah, the responsibilities of the development department is like, you know, technical maintenance of Juno Commonwealth assets. technical development of Juno Commonwealth assets and priorities. Do you want to touch on a little bit on what that actually means, Lil D? What do you mean by Juno Commonwealth assets?
So the assets of the Juno Commonwealth would be the underlying blockchain. And so it's basically the protocol development side of things.
Wicked. All right, then. Cool. So we've covered all three departments. We do have other members. Everybody in this room knows who Tank is as well. Obviously, he's been on every charter call apart from this one. There is other, you know, people I'd have thought would have brought themselves forward. But like I say, I think now's the time we move ahead. Now we get this on chain and then we let these departments self-organize, and the people can then, I think, once you see it happening, people understand how it actually works and understand, well, there's something I can maybe contribute to here. So I think that's probably the best thing we should do now. I'll just quickly shout out if anybody does have any questions for the nominees or myself or the co-host, Lil D or Jake as such, please feel free to step up. But we'll have this all recorded anyway. We'll reach out to other nominees and we'll get their Telegram handles. I think Juno Communications should put a document out on this with the tags and stuff like that for everyone just to refer back to. And yeah, we just go from there. And I think the next step is obviously, Jake, you mentioned you have to get all this stuff on testnet as well. Would the proposal have to, like, how's the process, right? Would it be a proposal first, or do you want to run this on testnet and then do the proposal? I'm not sure how it's going to work.
We're going to try to run as much on testnet as possible.
Okay, copy that, man.
We'll all right, also everybody. Try to put it. There might be multiple proposals to like fully implement the charter, but we're going to try to include as much as possible in the initial proposal. So
yes, right. Makes sense. Okay then. All right, everybody. Well, that's a wrap for me. If Lil D, you had any closing remarks? Obviously, I can't stop championing all you guys working on this. It's just like a breath of fresh air. It's just been unbelievable what I've witnessed so far to it. It's quite incredible. Such amazing minds working on stuff like this. I've learned a lot myself going through this charter process. So quite incredible. Shout out to Demi, who's just arrived, but you know, the show's over. but yeah, hello Demi. We'll have this all recorded, we'll get it up tonight for you guys as well. So appreciate you all coming on, and shout out to Camel, who's in there recording every episode that we do now. Thanks for that, mate. And we'll catch you all in the next one. Probably the general community call next. And yeah, as always, we'll keep you informed what's going on. Thank you, everybody, for listening, and take care of yourselves. Yeah, go on, Lil D, feel free.
Yeah, just before we hop off here, I just wanted to say that I was asked by one or two of the community members if I was going to run for a department, and I chose not to do that because I'm going to continue working on the Juno Constitution, which will take the lessons that we learned from this charter and formalize anything that needs to be done through that. But even though I won't be sitting on these departments, I will try to sit on all or almost all of their meetings, at least the public meetings. And so I'll be around if any of these department members, once they're elected, like have questions about what we need from the Constitution side or anything like that. Any guidance or advice I can give, I'll be happy to do that. That's all for me.
Yes. Really appreciate that. I also owe you a call with Eric Alston, so it's going to happen.
You're such a diamond, Lil D, mate. I must admit, a diamond. All right, and everyone, take care, and I will see you all soon. All the best.
Later on, peace.
Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of trash is under the dirt. We rape them under the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play. Ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Motherfuckers walking around here looking faceless, trying to make a living selling friendship bracelets. Dead ends dragging out the max amount of payments. shit down days. Got them acting all bankless. Yo, fam, what? Check these tokenomics. They probing this bear, flexing broken honest. I had to lay my soul down. I'm just roasting otters. And then to end a long day, 11 bowls of chronic. Never known a politic. I was born to frolic. It's been my policy to pollinate all over the plot. We got a lot of apologists jumping in at the top. We like to measure their velocity before they hit rock bottom. Over impossible loss, it's all moss. And I'm liking the odds. Fondue in the morning, forming mycological bonds. Flick the cap, yo, the road is highly involved. Flip a coin, diary fall. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy. Before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve. Mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works. And we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth. Sit and wonder about the worth and play. Ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Trying to figure out the max amount of dinner lay stacked and non-toxic, just to get a better place. Smacking on the hostage like the shit is play for keeps. Clowns, white knight, and all these Maybellines. They call it implausible when model after model keeps on ripping off the coat and going full throttle. Beats tearing apart your community. All these low hanging fruits bearing zero liquidity. Got a planet in reach, coming standard to each. I'm on the back 10 stargazing after the siege. Commanding all the management to grab a few seats. And then we'll round up the beasts and send a messenger east. Y'all better sign a release when I'm bumping these beats. Hands up if I got motherfuckers drumming the streets. Yo, we got a few dubs, we got a couple defeats. And if you're coming for the king, you better have some of each. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy. Before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve. Mentality stuck in the verbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works. And we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth. Sit and wonder about the worth and play. Ring around the rosy while the thunder is served.
Ten spaces.